नमस्कार। इन द लास्ट कपल ऑफ डेज चिदंबरम मिस्टर पी चिदंबरम हैज बीन इंटरोगेटेड बाय द इन्फोर्समेंट डायरेक्टरेट। इन फैक्ट ही वॉज इंटरोगेटेड फॉर ऑलमोस्ट 6 hours। ऑब्वियसली मिस्टर चिदंबरम कॉल्स इट फाउल एंड कॉल्स इट पोलिटिकल वेंडेटा, बट अ लॉट ऑफ फिनेंशियल एनालिसिस सेज दैट देयर हैज बीन फायर फॉर द स्मोक टू हैपन। What is the truth about Chidambaram's case and what exactly, Akhilesh, is this Chidambaram case? We have been hearing a lot about it. We have been hearing in bits and pieces. Tell us what is it from day one. Long, long ago, there was a Chidambaram. Then what happened?
Long, long ago, there was a Chidambaram.
Yeah.
He was the finance minister of the country, a very powerful finance minister. And this particular case of Aircel Maxis, which is why he was interrogated for 8 hours, not 6. Please don't dilute the action against him.
Okay, sorry. 2 hours more.
Yes. And in 2006, this entire matter goes to 2006, when he was a finance minister. As a finance minister, you had a committee, what is called FIPB. Now it's disbanded. So he used to head a committee called the FIPB. Why am I telling you this? The transaction was something like this. A Malaysian company called Maxis bought a 74% stake. A 74% stake in Aircel, which was owned by Mr. Sivasankaran. For acquiring that stake, an investment of 3,520 crores was made. It came from a Mauritius route. That was the size of the investment. Now, the FIPB is allowed at that point of time, it was allowed to approve foreign investments only to the tune of up to 600 crores. This was way beyond 600 crores. So it should have gone to the Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCEA as we call it. Instead of this investment of Maxis into Aircel going to the CCEA, it was approved by Mr. Chidambaram himself. So it was beyond his authority. The investment up to 600 crores could have been approved by him. He took it in FIPB and approved it. The internal files say, and these files have surfaced because you will recall, Sujit, all the officers who were in FIPB at that point of time and have retired, they've been pulled out of retirement, they have been interrogated. 54 files pertain to Aircel Maxis, and what turns out is that in those files it was mentioned that the investment flowing it from Mauritius into this Aircel, instead of mentioning it as 3,520 crores, the files mention only 180 lakhs.
Oh.
So, here is a clear case of misuse of authority. When this surfaced, he was a powerful finance minister, next only to the prime minister at that point of time. And the matter had to go to Supreme Court. In 2011, the Supreme Court ordered the registering of an FIR. The FIR has not been cancelled, it remains. So the ED and the CBI investigations continue. The investigation by ED, why he was interrogated, was to do under the Money Laundering Act, that how could this kind of a transaction get approved and what was the underlying currents which are not known.
In 2011, Chidambaram made a statement and I quote, he said, it would have been simpler if somebody had stabbed a dagger in my heart than question my integrity. You see, he constantly kept maintaining that, you know, he was innocent in this one. How does he figure in?
So, first of all, these are theatrics in the parliament. You don't need to make this kind of a statement. Probably it had got so overbearing on him that he was trying to use an emotional route to get out of it. But the very fact that he exceeded his powers, an investment of 3,520 crores was not within his domain to approve. It was to be approved by the CCEA headed by the Prime Minister. So he has certainly exceeded his powers, abused it. Now, why does it get even more murkier is, in this very Aircel case, when this investment came in, Sivasankaran has gone and filed a CBI complaint saying that he was pressurized, blackmailed, extorted, coerced to sell his company to Maxis, which he never wanted to sell. So for this, he has gone and registered a CBI complaint. CBI's allegation is for doing this Maxis deal, Dayanidhi Maran, who was the communication minister at that time, he benefited to the tune of 756 crores because Maxis at that point of time has invested that kind of money in Sun TV, owned by Kalanidhi Maran.
Correct.
So there are like two sides of the coin. On one side, the finance minister exceeds his powers. Because we have no evidence, we can't say it was for a quid pro quo, but it does leave a huge question mark. On the other side, the promoter says, I was forced to sell my company. And there is a CBI case there also. Both sides of the table.
What a mess. What a mess.
Huge mess. It actually means that there was such a misuse of authority that if Siv Sankar is right, the authorities were able to force an entrepreneur to sell your company. And if this is what the record state, then Mr. Chidambaram was able to just roughshod and misuse the authority and approve a case which was not within his powers.
Where is this investigation? What is the direction of this investigation now, Akhilesh?
In terms of this case or generally?
In terms of this case and generally, in fact, both.
In terms of this case, because the FIR was lodged pursuant to a Supreme Court directive and the FIR remains on record, of course, the investigation is going on intensely. It is also somewhere merging with that INX Media case wherein his son was arrested and interrogated. Because even in INX Media, there was a gross misuse of the FIPB powers. That's the second case, which again was headed by Mr. Chidambaram himself. So if Mr. Chidambaram says that it would have been simpler if he was stabbed with a dagger, he's hoodwinking the public. He himself calls this case full of lies and falsehoods and hoodwinking. But that's not a fact, because you have another case of INX Media where again there was a misuse of authority by him. To answer your question, where is the investigating process heading to in India? In the last few years, let me first point out, agencies have become much more powerful. The powers of ED, the powers of CBI, the powers of Income Tax Department now, the new kid on the block in these kind of investigations, the power of ED also under the Money Laundering Act has gone quite harsh, onerous and strong. So you're now heading to a scenario where investigations of crime will be under very harsh laws. The punishments have been made harsher and they all now swoop in comprehensively. They come in together. So if you are rounded up, you are rounded up from all sides. So for one crime, if one crime you've committed, you will pay penalty and prosecution against acts related to income tax, CBI, which is the CRPC, the ED and the Money Laundering Act. So we are heading towards that situation. The other situation that we are heading now is, Suji, there's a lot of e-data available because of e-surveillance. So investigations against even people like Mr. Chidambaram would be based on very strong evidence. You're heading to that kind of a scenario where investigating agencies come armed with data already against you, which may not be so easy to get away with. And the most important now is, there's no timeline. This is a case which, you know, has its roots in 2006. We are in 2018. The investigation is as fresh and as troublesome and as ferocious as it would be if it was a fresh case. So there is no timeline really. So crimes will be investigated. Nobody is going to be above it. Mr. Chidambaram probably used his post at that point of time to let it go slow or maybe try to put it down. But see, it surfaces when he's not in power. So there's going to be probably nobody above the law. For the time being, he may be, but you don't know what the future has in.
I wonder, Akhilesh. See, is there political will still? I still think that, you know, the political masters would come in, would swoop in to save each other, regardless of which political party you are in. End of the day, you know, somebody calls it political vendetta and all of that. End of the day, all these people come together. They have a huddle and look, it's about quid pro quo amongst themselves. So maybe, I don't know. I have not seen a big politician go behind bars. I have not seen a big politician. What happened to Robert Wadra? What happened to all those
cases? He made very legitimate gains.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and legitimate.
Why are you blaming
him? He's possibly one of the most legitimate person in this country.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's a good entrepreneur of this country. Why are you finding fault with him?
My apologies. I tell you. I should not.
He deserves it. But let me tell you, Sujit, what you say is what we have been very often saying. That yes, the laws have gone very stringent, very onerous, very difficult to handle. But one does get a feeling that they are selectively used.
They're selectively used and they're used to the advantage of the ruling party, whichever party that is, irrelevant of whichever party it is. When it was Congress, he was dominating. Today it is BJP. BJP will try a deal with them and the deal will have a quid pro quo and that would be this. So yeah, I don't know. Well, while I'm so happy to hear that, you know, the enforcement agencies are getting their act together, they're coming in together. Like we had a program on this, remember, where we said that they're doing things in isolation. And here you are saying that they're coming together. So that's a nice thing. But I only hope that such investigations actually end up, conclude with some.
You know, Sujit, as a normal citizen of the country, keep aside the expertise one would have on these subjects. But as a normal citizen, I'm very heartened that they have got teeth to act. I mean, CBI is no longer that caged parrot as the Supreme Court had called it, very demeaningly. So I'm heartened that they've got the powers, they are acting. But it is disheartening when you get a feeling that it is being done selectively.
It's been done selectively. So I guess,
But at the moment, Mr. Chidambaram has been selected.
So I hope that. No, I hope. See, selection is one. I hope there's a conclusion.
Yes.
Selection is what happened to his son? Karthi Chidambaram, look at the way he came around, you know, shook it. It was as if he won the World Cup for India.
Yes.
That was the way he was behaving in a jailhouse. So, well, what disheartens me, Akhilesh, is the sheer arrogance and the sheer confidence in their own powers. The sheer confidence that nothing is going to happen to me is what actually...
So there will be no dagger at the heart of Mr. Chidambaram.
I'm sure there's no dagger in the heart of Chidambaram. There will be some kind of a quid pro quo at some level in the
that's
powers
disheartening.
Of the corridors of power, and everything will be forgotten and forgiven. Isn't Aadhaar scam over? Isn't D. Raja out? Isn't Kannimuri out? Isn't Suresh Kalmadi out? And he's the chairman of Olympic Committee. Isn't very soon Lalu Prasad, everybody. So isn't all of these people will be out? Mr. Chagan Bhujbal out? So, well, I don't know. I don't know what's ultimately going to be the outcome. But let's end this in a good note.
But yes, the good note is, for the sake of record or for the sake of the powers of the agencies, they are strong. They are very directed. They are based on extremely incriminating evidence nowadays. And for those who are violating the law and are not in that selective list, it's a bad time for them.
So with that, let's end this program. See you with another topic another day. Namaskar.
If you like this video, please share it. And we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.